quite the most entertaining and colourful name of somebody living in Britain.
We are trying to build up an entertaining, colourful, as you say, exotic register of actual people's real names that you always wanted to be called, or perhaps names that sound quite like famous people.
I'm sure it can top Innocent Economeru and Innocent everyone else.
I've got, you know, James Bing, anyone? Father Christmas, yes. Vincent Rice.
Oh, very good.
Okay, Aspro Fender, of course. Alice, what are the others there?
We have Matthew Rodriguez Duena. Barney Brubble existence, not yet proven.
Barney Brubble.
Trisha Cassienda, Aspro Fender, Inca Star Ricketts, and Rick Zarko.
Yeah, Inca Star Ricketts, real people, to which we now add, courtesy of our friend on the phone. What is it?
Right, Danny, well, a girl on my course, I'm at the university here, a girl on my course in international relations from Uganda is called Mpala Nkongomalimba.
Wow, now that's enough. you see, here we have people called Graham Davis, here we have somebody all along, but I think Sheila Ross. Very nice, but you're never going to get noticed in society. Now, give it to us again. It's called?
It's Mpala Nkongomalimba.
I was at school with a teacher called Mr. McTsi. He's Nqotsi. He was our history teacher, and he's from Malawi. And he said there is no Western or, European language that has the sound, literally dropping your tongue from the top of your mouth. And his name is Mr. McTsi. Now, once he told us that, what do you think? I mean, was he ever called Mr. McTsi again?
No.
Everyone. No, the police stop it. But every time you do it, you look around.
30 South London school children, all gang. Wow.